And he said that he will cut back regulations on the financial industry that were imposed after the Great Recession. Anthony Mason and Jill Schlesinger have more on that.
Scott, the president ordered a review of regulations that were imposed after the financial crisis under the Dodd-Frank law. Jill, the president wants to change those regulations. What do they do, and how exactly does he want to change them?
The most direct impact on our lives is that the Dodd-Frank Act created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. Mm-hmm. And the CFPB was the first agency whose sole mission was to put consumers first and watch out for us. Now, what they've done is they've helped transparency on credit card bills. They've gone after some very scrupulous mortgage practices, student loan servicers. They've come under a lot of pressure, and they were looking to try to put some firm rules in place against payday lenders. But again, all consumer focused, nothing to do with the big, broader economy.
All right. The president also wants to make a change that could have some impact on folks saving for retirement. What are we looking at here?
This is the so-called fiduciary standard. The Department of Labor was set to put into place a new rule in April, and that rule was going to force a financial advisor, salesperson, and the company he or she works for to be mandated to put the customer first, and you would have to disclose any conflict of interest that was existing. Now, again, this is probably going to be delayed. We don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I think April 10th is not going to happen.